It's time for a Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the Morning bonus segment. Now, Len, you know, there are a lot of hipster neighborhoods here in New York.
Well, you live in one of them.
I do. The West Village.
You're Mr. Cool, and you never miss an opportunity to tell me how, I bought this apartment for 12 cents back in 1992. Now it's worth $6 zillion.
Just call me Donald Trump when it comes to real estate. But, you know, the West Village, it's not really a hipster neighborhood. It's just a really rich person's neighborhood. But a hipster neighborhood is Williamsburg.
Well, it is, yeah.
All right. Now, how old do you think the cutoff date is for somebody to be a hipster to move into Williamsburg?
What do you mean a cutoff date?
I mean, you know, like, how old do you think somebody can still be considered a hipster to be moving to Williamsburg?
I'm going to say you got to be under 45.
Not if you're John Voight. He's 79 years old,
really?
The star of Midnight Cowboy, and he has just bought an apartment in Williamsburg where everybody is under 40 there.
Do they want to, because he wants to go to Peter Luger's steakhouse? Is that why he bought it there?
I don't know, but he has gotten a really fancy apartment that's right on the water on Bedford Avenue, which is a great avenue there.
Right.
And all the hipsters are there, and they recognize John Voight, which is amazing to me, because apparently Midnight Cowboy still has currency with younger viewers.
No, but he's also in Ray Donovan.
Oh, that's probably it, too.
Yeah. I don't think they remember Midnight Cowboy and Razzle Rizzo and Dustin Hoffman.
The irony here, though, is Midnight Cowboy is about a New York that no longer exists.
Oh.
That's the old, terrible, dangerous New York of Times Square when the city was bankrupt and there were porn shows and
peep
shows. Williamsburg, I guarantee you, was not a place John Voight would be living during the Midnight Cowboy years.
So now he's Mr. Hipster.
He's Mr. Hipster.
79?
79 years old.
Good for him. Now will Angelina Jolie come and visit? Or we don't know if they talk, do we?
And the best thing about John Voight is he's a Republican.